And then they have all these posters and things on the wall. And then there was this. There was this quote. I thought it was really neat.
好，就是在去年 Tim 他到美国 Houston 的时候，有看到一个有关太空旅程的一个展览。那在这个展览上面有一个海报，这海报写的这个文字他觉得非常有意思，他就让我们大家看一下。他上面说的是
There's no neutral ground. Neutral ground can often mean like it's just a ground where nobody has ownership.
就是第一句话说这里呢没有任何一块土地是任何人可以拥有，可以说他那是属于他的。
Yeah, and that's in the universe. So we're talking about the whole universe. There's no piece of ground which has no owner.
Oh, they are all have owner.
Yeah, so
oh, sorry. Is, I will, yeah. Universe is
well,
like... Okay,
oh,
okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. 好，我刚刚翻译错误啊，重来一遍。就是说，在这个伟大的、超级大的这个宇宙中，是没有一个地方可以被称之为中立的土地。所谓中立的意思就是说，没有任何人可以说他是，没有人说他拥有这块土地，所以是代表的是什么呢？是这个宇宙中所有的空间都是有主人的。
That's right. And then it says, yeah, like, I think you got the whole message there actually. It says every square inch and even in time, every split second. So whether you're talking about space or time is claimed by God, meaning God is the owner of this.
而他的每一寸土地或每一秒钟，就是不论是这个空间或者是时间，都是神所拥有的。
And it shows the absolute sovereignty and the absolute omnipresence of God.
所以这代表的是什么呢？就是说最绝对的这个主权是属于神的。
And it's actually written by a man, C.S. Lewis. He was a very famous Christian writer who I think he was born sort of early in the last century.
这个作者呢，在下面写的这个 C.S. Lewis 他是呢在20世纪时候的一个很有名的一个基督徒作家。
He wrote a lot of books from what we call an apologetic frame. So when we talk about apologetics in English, you know, often apologetics means you're feeling sorry about something. That's what the word apology means. But in theology, it means explaining to the unbeliever about the existence of God. That's really what apologetics is. Apology, if I put a Y here, that's to say sorry, but apologetics is actually a subject of theology. And it's sort of explaining the existence of God, usually to the unbelievers. It's a funny word because really we have the word apology, so it's almost like saying to the unbeliever, well, I'm sorry, but God exists or something like that. It's like a kind of argument.
So only heroes...
Well, other people have also written about apologetics, and that's actually taught. Like, any time a church pastor is explaining to the unbeliever about how and why God exists, then we can say that this is under the subject of apologetics. It's a type of Christian evangelism.
这个作家哈，就是这个C.S. Lewis，他呢在20世纪的时候呢，他写的很多的文章哦，是在有一类型的这个神学文章里面的一个以那种主题，就是说这个字叫做好像以道歉式的说法来告诉非信徒，就是无神论者，好像说哎，抱歉哦。神真的是存在的，好像是这个概念。
他维基上面讲基督教护教法，
护
教史
哪几个字？
护基督教护救护的护，护士护护教史、
教呢？
教育教
护教史，
就是、用言语来教育非信徒人。
OK。就是这个字被翻成护教学，就基督教的护教学，护是保护的护，教育的教，学问的学。
Okay.
基督教护教学。
Okay, and this man, he's a brilliant writer. And actually, when I was first coming to Jesus Christ, I read some of his books, and it really helped me to understand about the existence of God.
这位 C.S. Lewis 呢，听说是一个非常非常棒的一个作家，所以在听他刚开始成为基督徒的时候呢，他读了蛮多这一位C.S. Lewis 的作品，然后对于神的存在有了非常深厚的了解。
It is quite possible that his books have been translated into Chinese, so you might be able to find them around, and if you do, I do recommend you'd probably have to buy them, and reading them.
所以听也说，如果呢，有可能，应该他的书也有被翻译成中文的，他建议我们如果看到，可以找到的话，可以买来读。
It's interesting when you look at apologetics in the Bible, as a biblical subject within the Bible itself, there's actually not much.The Bible is really not for the unbeliever. The Bible is for believers, except the gospel messages.
而这个所谓护教学的这种理论方式啊，这种谈论神的存在的方式呢，在我们的圣经里呢，是比较不常用这种观点来谈的。因为圣经其实是为是写给已经相信神的存在的人而看的，所以呢，在这个里面比较难看到这种护教学的说法。
The Bible itself starts off, it says, in the beginning, God created the universe. And it's not like God is explaining his existence. You know, you have to believe that God exists if you're going to believe Genesis 1:1.
像以这个创世纪来讲的话，你必须要先相信神的存在了，你才会相信创世纪里面所谈的神创造了宇宙万物。
For an unbeliever, the Bible doesn't make sense.
对于不相信神的人来讲，这本圣经根本就没有道理。
But again, yeah, there are a few, but not many. There's a few verses, there's a few passages, a few arguments you can draw from scripture to use. But generally, the Bible is a book for believers, not for unbelievers.
所以说或许呢，这个圣经里面有些部分对于还不信神的人来讲还可以看，但是基本上整本圣经是为了已经信神的人而读而写的。
Yeah, and whenever you're reaching out to the unbeliever, you shouldn't really have to explain the existence of God. There are arguments that you can give them. But before they can become a believer in Jesus Christ, they need to believe in the existence of God, right?
所以当我们要对一个还没有相信神的人要让他信神的话，其实是需要有另外一套理论来帮助我们的。
The gospel message from the Bible is very important for the, we say for the unbeliever, but they have to believe in the existence of God, they have to believe there's an afterlife, those kind of things. And that's something that has to come from the environment around as well. The word of God is going to guide them, but you need to be open to this, the existence of a creator.
对，对于一些我们要在传福音的人来讲，圣经的确有很多很重要的福音是可以对还不信神的人开启的，但是呢，对于不信神的人，他必须还是要有一个开放的心，愿意接受神存在的这个可能性，你对他传的这个福音才会有效。
One argument that the apologists use, the evidence of God's existence is in the nature all around us.
而在这些所谓护教学者的这个理论里面呢，很重要的一个谈论方式呢，就是整个我们宇宙万物这么美丽的大自然的存在，这个存在是一个很好的一个神的存在的一个例证。
There are other arguments as well. For example, if man can assume that God exists, if man has the rational mentality that they could believe in the existence of the Creator,then the creator must exist. That's another argument they use.
然后另外一个护教学的他们会讲的一个理论就是说，如果一个人他可以假设神的存在的话，然后呢，最后他就可以证明这神是存在的。
The argument is that if God did exist, then he would create us. It's obvious that he would create us with the ability to understand God. So that's why we can believe in the existence of God.
这个理论呢是比较复杂的，但是听他觉得有一个说法，就是说，如果今天神他创造了我们，他是我们的创造者的时候，他也应该会把我们创造成是可以相信他的存在的。
If God did not want to have a relationship with us, then he would have created man without the ability to perceive him.
如果呢，神呢，他在创造我们的时候，他并不想要让我们这些神的子女啊。跟他有一个关系的话，他就会创造成我们不想跟他有关系。
But God did want to have a relationship with humans. He wanted humans to have a relationship with God. Therefore, he gave us that ability.
而神呢，却真的是希望我们跟他是有关系的。因此，他在创造我们的时候，就会把我们可以认识他，可以跟他有关系的这个能力摆在我们里面。
Somewhere within the argument is saying that if man can believe, even if he can just believe that God exists, then that means God exists.
所以，只要人能够相信，有机会去相信神的存在，那就代表神真的存在。
Anyway, we're into the first part of our session. We're supposed to be doing the communion service, which we'll start on now.
好，我们现在要开始准备圣餐。
Okay. Can you pass the glasses around? Now, I hope everybody at home has prepared your grape juice and your unleavened bread.
好，希望大家都已经准备好了你们的葡萄汁和无酵饼。
Now, for the communion service, the first thing that we need to do is to make sure that we're in fellowship.
有关圣餐的这个整个程序的一开始，我们一定要确定我们与神是在有关联的状态中。
Okay, I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 first. And this talks about the sort of the procedure involved in the communion service.
那个 Tim 要先把整个圣餐、施许圣餐的这个程序跟我们再说一遍。
Now it says in 1 Corinthians 11:28 that a man must examine himself.
好，在哥林多前书的11:28说，我们人呢要先检验他自己。
And then, and really it says and so, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
然后才可以吃这饼，喝这杯。
And then Paul explains why, because in the next verse, 1 Corinthians 11:29, he says, He who eats and drinks unworthily, means you're out of fellowship, not with the Holy Spirit, is eating and drinking condemnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.
然后呢，保罗有在下一个经句就解释说，因为人吃喝，若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的刑罚了，自己的罪，就是吃了自己的罪。
And he explains the consequences of that in the next verse, which is, this is talking about divine discipline. For this cause, many among you are weak and sickly, and many sleep.
然后他接下来在后面的经句又说到呢，这个就会，所以你们中间有些软弱的或患病的，死的也不少。
So the weak here means this is your warning discipline.
所以这基本上是这个神的一个法令典章哈，就是来警告我们是必须要注意被管教的状态。
And sickly, that's more intensive discipline.
前面是比较软弱还好，后面的话就会变生病或者是死去，这就是更严重的管教了。
And then many sleep. If you're sleeping, that means you're dead. For the Christian, the body is dead, really, but the soul is alive. Here, sleeping refers to dying the sin unto death.
好，所以所谓对这个基督徒来讲啊，所谓的睡，它其实指的就是我们的身体好进入睡死去的状态，而我们的魂还是活着的。
And then he says, if we judge ourselves, that's meaning through the investigating your own sins and naming your sins to God the Father, you would not be judged, meaning by God, you're not going to be disciplined.
所以我们自己审查自己呢的意思是说，我们审查自己有什么罪，然后呢向天父认罪之后呢，你就不需要再被天父来定罪。
Okay, and that goes to explain the importance of making sure that you're without sin when you partake in the communion service.
所以呢，我们在进入圣餐前，一定要确定我们已经洗清我们所有的罪。
Okay, because this is a very holy, a very sacred ritual.
这是一个非常神圣的一个仪式。
Okay, so we'll do that now. We'll just name our sins to God the Father.
所以我们要先开始对天父认罪。
Father, so we give thanks to you that we have this time now where we can partake of the communion service.
我们感谢天父给我们这个时间和机会，让我们能够领取圣餐。
And we pray that as we do discuss about the elements, that we can understand the meaning behind this very clearly.
我们也感谢我们能够这么详细地了解我们圣餐背后的意义。
And in order that we can understand the importance of what Christ did on the cross.
而让我们能够了解耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上的重要性。
So we give thanks in Christ's name.
所有的祷告因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'll explain the elements just a little bit and then we partake of the service. So we're not eating or drinking just yet.
还不能吃哦，因为我们还要一步一步的再讲解一遍。
You're probably thinking, oh, when do I eat? When do I drink? But not yet.
还没有开始。
Okay. Actually, Max Klein did a really good summary of this, and I've got his notes on it to summarize what Max explained during the service.
我们的那个 Max 牧师呢，他有一个非常非常详细的说明，但是现在听用一个比较简单版的来跟我们说。
Okay, the communion service is actually a test to see if you love Jesus Christ.
其实圣餐是在试图让我们了解我们检验我们到底爱不爱神。
During the communion service, can you be concentrating completely on the Lord and His work on the cross?
是当我们在饮用和吃圣餐的时候，我们要好好的发现自己到底有多
So do you have enough concentration?
有多么的专注于耶稣基督。
Do you have enough doctrine in your soul? Do you have enough understanding about the Lord Jesus Christ and His work to appreciate what He's done?
然后你有多少的在你的魂里有多少的认识耶稣基督为我们到底做了些什么？
This is the ultimate form of what we call occupation with Christ.
这是我们之前一直在提到的，就是定睛于耶稣基督的那个概念。
Okay, and the Lord did explain, this is on the evening of the Last Supper, He explained the meaning of the bread was that it represented His body.
而耶稣基督在最后圣餐的那个晚上，他有讲过这个无酵饼，这个饼是代表他的身体。
And that really represents also Jesus Christ in His person, who the person of Jesus Christ is, both in deity and humanity.
而且代表的是耶稣基督完整的神性与人性的全部。
Okay, so we can say that the bread represents the integrity, the goodness, the completeness of Jesus Christ in hypostatic union.
所以这个饼实际上是代表了耶稣基督他全部的本质。
Now when you eat of the bread, see anybody can eat bread, right? So you can be good, bad, evil, whatever. And anybody can take of bread and use it as a benefit to his body, to his body.
像我们每一个人当然都是可以吃饼的，吃面的。吃饭的这个都是本来就是会对我们身体有益的。
And it's the same when we believe in Jesus Christ. You become one with Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ becomes very powerful in your life.
而当我们呢吃这个饼的时候，我们把它看到的，它是耶稣基督的全部，是神人合体的全部。当我们吃了它的时候，我们也与耶稣基督合而为一。
And just like even an evil sinner can obviously eat bread and get the benefits, so as we were sinners, we believed in Jesus Christ.
而对一个就算是罪人，他吃面饼也都可以对他身体有益，更何况我们在吃这个饼的时候呢，我们就变成跟耶稣基督合体，他是绝对对我们有益的。
Yeah, so when you eat of the bread, that's representing your believing in Jesus Christ as your Savior.
所以呢，当我们吃这一块饼的时候，我们就是再度的让自己跟全面的相信耶稣基督是我们的救主。
Okay, and then for the cup is the same purpose, but the cup represents His work on the cross.
而这个杯呢，则是代表着耶稣基督在十字架上所为我们做的事工。
And it's the same thing. Yeah, anybody can drink liquid. In this case, it's grape juice. And you can receive the benefits. And just like we receive the benefits of Christ's work on the cross.
而在喝这个葡萄汁呢，它也一样，它是对我们身体有益的。而这个葡萄汁又代表了耶稣基督在十架上为我们所做的所有的事工，所以它当然是对我们的灵魂体一样，都是全面的有益的。
Okay, so what we do is, you know, as we partake of the elements, first we take up the bread, but just we tend to hold on to it just for a minute or so, and you can meditate. Just give you a minute just to meditate on the things that you know from your soul about Jesus Christ and His life and His work.
所以我们在吃这个饼的时候，我们同时要做一个默想，默想耶稣基督在当年他为我们所做的所有的事情，包括我们对他所有的了解，就像我们在真正理解到我们吃这块饼对我们的身心灵的一个意义。
Okay, so let's do that now. Just hold on to the bread just for 1 minute and we'll think about him.
所以先拿着这块饼做一个默想，然后再把它吃下去。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11:23, For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night which he betrayed, took bread.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那夜，拿起饼来。
And giving thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, this you do in remembrance of me.
祝谢了就拨开说这是我的身体为你们舍的你们应当如此行为的是纪念我
OK, let's do that now And then we come to the cup Jesus actually said Take this cup away from me The cup represents judgment
而这个杯呢代表很多意义呢耶稣基督说把这个杯拿走这个杯其实在那时候代表的是一个审判。
But actually, ultimately, the sins of the world were poured out upon Jesus.
而在那个时候呢，所有全世界的所有的罪全部都被灌注到耶稣基督身上。
Yeah. And remember, every one of your sins was punished upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以要记得，我们所有的每一个人的过去、未来所有的罪，都因此被放在了耶稣基督身上。他要被因此而代替我们受罚。
And that was the ultimate show of God's love for you.
这是等于是最终极神对我们的爱的一个展现。
Okay, so now we'll just spend another minute or so just to meditate on Christ's work on the cross and what he's done for you.
好，所以我们现在在用杯之前，我们还是一样先默想耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所做的事工。
1 Corinthians 11:25.
哥林多前书十一章二十五节。
In the same way, he, meaning Jesus, he took the cup, and after taking the cup, he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, As often as you drink it, do this in remembrance of me.
所以呢，饭后呢，耶稣也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
Okay, so let's do that now to remember our Lord. Okay, and then just as a closing prayer of thanks.
好，我们现在喝完，我们现在要做这个结束祷告。
So Father, Sir, we give thanks to you that you provided your Son Jesus Christ to die in our place on the cross.
感谢神。感谢天父让你的儿子耶稣基督为我们而在十架上受死。
We give thanks that our Lord was obedient to you to the point of dying on the cross.
我们非常感谢耶稣基督能够顺服于天父愿意为我们而死。
Even though he had the choice not to go to the cross, but Jesus, you did go to the cross and you died in our place.
而感谢耶稣基督你是可以选择不在十架上受死你却决定还是为我们而受死。
And through these things we have eternal life.
为此我们能够有永生。
For this reason we honor you and hope to glorify you in our lives.
为此我们要荣耀你我们希望能够以我们的人生荣耀你。
So we give thanks for all the work that you've done for us.
我们感谢所有你为我们所做的。
In Christ's name.
以耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
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 Okay, I will just stop for maybe a 10-minute break.
好，我们先休息十分钟。
And I'll come back at, it'll be 3:25.
好，然后3:25回来。